Hello, and welcome once again to our Lenten blog series. So once again, it's Pastor Matt, and today I want to discuss one of the core parts of the Christian faith. Last week, we discussed one of the commandments in great detail, do not covet. This, along with all the other commandments, are very important to the Christian life, but why is that? Why would God give these specific commands for his people? Did he not think that they could think for themselves and so had to lay out a step-by-step plan about how to live? Did he say these things to them that make sure they wouldn't do these things? I really don't think anyone needs to be told not to kill each other. What did these commandments actually do for his people? Well, see, the Ten Commandments were given to Moses on Mount Sinai, the place where he saw the burning bush. There, God calls Moses to bring the people of Israel to this mountain, and now that he has done this, God is going to do something incredible. He's going to proclaim Israel as his people. But how is he going to do that? In fact, how would any other nation know that Israel is God's people? Well, actions actually speak louder than words. The commandments were not made for God, but for his people, so that the world may know whom these peoples belong to. They were going to go into a land to be tempted by all manner of religions, different practices, different cultures, and God wanted his people to remain steadfastly his, to be reminded about who he is and about to whom they belong. At the center of these commands is God's love for his people. Don't believe me? I can understand. How can commands be full of love? But look at the commandments and see what they command. Don't have any other gods, because God is jealous and wants his people for himself. And he will show steadfast love to them, because he is their God and cares for them. Because God loves us, we respect and honor God. We love God, so we don't misuse his name, and we keep the day of rest holy, since he ordained it to be so. But to love God is also to love our neighbor. So we honor those in authority. We honor our parents. We do not hurt our neighbors in any way, nor do we hurt those whom we love by committing adultery. Nor do we steal from our neighbors, nor tell rumors, talk behind their back, nor do we take and covet our neighbor's possessions. But instead, we build them up. We love them. We support them. And we want what's best for them. And we pray earnestly that God would bless them. And that God would provide for them. And even that we might be God's hands in helping them. Remember what Christ said to the people gathered at the Sermon on the Mount. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. But the people of God don't always do this. And what happens then? What happens when God's people, who were just given the commandments of God, break them? Well, how could anyone dig themselves out of that hole? Come and join us this final Wednesday as we see the great punishment, mercy, and deliverance of God to his stubborn, stiff-necked people. And may the peace that passes all understanding guide your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.